our sports with Mike Causey. Let's bring him in and see how he made it through the weekend. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How'd you make it through the weekend?
Fine.
All right. We had snow in places up here yesterday.
Well, I had to put the heat on this morning. It was 62 in the house.
Yeah. We had snow and sleet in places. It accumulated in some places. As a matter of fact, yesterday, in between the New York State Thruway, as you cross the line into New York State, and from the Stockbridge exit on the Mass Turnpike, which heads that way, I had to close that road for a while yesterday because none of the trucks had plows on it because it was Mother's Day. They weren't set up for sanding or anything like that, and there were accidents all over the place.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. And it wasn't a lot of snow, but you know what? It catches people by surprise.
Yeah.
What the heck?
May 11th, May 12th, you're not expecting snow.
No. Well, hey, May 11th, May 12th, the Yankees and the Red Sox are slowly moving up the American League East to their rightful places.
Yeah, the Red Sox won 8 out of their last 10, 5 in a row, so they're getting better pitching. Remember at the beginning of the year I was saying how the run differential was bad?
Yeah.
Well, they're on a plus side now,
yeah.
So they got their stuff together and they're playing the way they're expected to play.
Yeah, and I always said, remember that game I told you that that started this thing? You could just tell that it was time for them to take off. So of course,
the games begin.
Yeah, that's it. Now you got we're going to be sick of it, but it's going to be Red Sox and Yankees for the rest of the year.
Well, I don't think Tampa Bay is going to fall into the abyss. They'll be around. And you got the Twins and Houston playing real good. Like I said at the beginning of the year, the team to watch is the Twins, and they're standing there. They're 11 games over 500 right now.
Yep, I mean it's back, and the Yankees are starting to get some of their players back. But the rumor now is that Tampa Bay is going to go after Kirk Kuechel. Was that his name again?
Yeah, it's not going to help.
I don't think he's going. I think they've got a good enough pitching staff. I just think that they're young and they've just got to play through it all. That's all.
You know? Just let it go. There's no expectations from you here.
Yeah.
So just play.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. So anyway, so that's that. We can go on. I want to go on to the National Hockey League for one reason, because the Bruins just completely dismantled Carolina.
Yeah, they smacked them 6-2. This kind of looks like a little bit when Carolina took care of the Islanders last round. Boston's beating them up. That first game was a bad move by the coach, pulling the goalie with 2.5 minutes in the third period, and they didn't rebound from that. So one bad move is all it takes to get an avalanche started, and I think it did in Boston. Boston swamped them 6-2. They're up 2-0 going to Carolina. Must win. Carolina doesn't win game 3. This is done.
Yeah. What else? I don't know. Where else do I go in sports? We could go to golf. We had a first time winner on the PGA Tour at the age of 31.
Yay!
I thought I'd get the Bronx cheer out of you.
Yay!
All right, so. So we've got the one team set for the NBA East Finals in a game that...
It's all done, isn't it? Isn't Toronto playing Milwaukee?
Yeah, but Toronto with that last-second shot over Philadelphia.
Yeah, did you see that shot? It, like, bounced on the rim 3 or 4 times before it went in.
It was
like, bounced straight up and down.
It was like one of those things you see when they film a movie, a sports movie, and they make it exciting at the end by doing that.
Yeah.
It also reminded me of something that didn't go in, and that was Patrick Ewing's finger roll against Houston. Could have sent the Knicks to the end, to the finals.
You got a better memory than me. I don't remember that.
Yeah, and that game 7. And it rolled around 2 or 3 times and popped out. Yep.
Don't remember that one.
Yeah, and from there, everything has just been downhill for the Knicks since then.
Is that when the Knicks played Houston in the championship?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I remember that now because I won a bet on Houston.
Yeah. That finger roll. And it rolled around, 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 and out.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Anyways, where do you want to go in sports?
Tis the San Juan Hex of the Madison Square Garden.
I think you're absolutely right. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Uh-huh.
All right, where do you want to go in sports?
Go to the track.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the track.
Two winners this weekend. Firenze Fire won the run happy. They paid $580, and then in the next race that we picked was the Man of War. Our top pick, Channel Marker 1, paid a nice $1,560. So two nice wins this weekend for us at Belmont Park. And this weekend we have the Preakness coming up. There's not 20 horses in it, so you can't play all your anniversaries and birthdays, but get your lucky numbers out again, folks. It's going to be the re-coming of the big game. Anything could happen this weekend, and it might, so get your lucky numbers out. Don't listen to any of these prognosticators on TV because anything could happen in this race. There's one horse coming in pretty good, though, and I'll let you know about that on Friday, but it's a wide-open Preakness for sure.
All right. It's Preakness is here already. That's right. They race very quickly. They don't give a time for these horses to be...
We're 2 weeks from Memorial Day.
Yeah, I know.
And it's snowing.
I know. It's ridiculous. Well, anyways. Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, doesn't racing start down at Monmouth where you live pretty soon?
Started 2 weeks ago. Wake up.
I don't live down there. I don't know that.
They ran Derby Day, and then they ran again this weekend. So, yeah, they're open. Open for business, but you wouldn't know it.
All right. All right, I'm going to have to start paying attention to life here.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
There's more in life than golf.
There certainly is. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mr. Hole-in-One.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey, I check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.